Hi, this is Ellen Gear, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Well, I think what helps an actor and an actress is to really partake in life and be concerned about his fellow man, fellow gal. I think it makes better actors.
Ed Robertson welcoming you back to TV Confidential, radio talk show about television that is about to ask the question, is it possible to take a textbook on acting that was originally published in 1933 and adapt it into a compelling play and, later, an equally compelling movie that resonates with viewers today? The answer to that question is yes, as you're about to find out. Joining us now are two members of one of the most prestigious acting families in entertainment history, Bo Bridges and his daughter, Emily Bridges. Bo, of course, three-time Emmy Award-winning actor and the star of more than 50 motion pictures, including The Fabulous Baker Boys, Norma Rae, Two Minute Warning, and Jerry Maguire, while his TV credits span everything from major miniseries to top-rated TV movies and such TV series as Homeland, The Agency, My Name is Earl, Stargate SG-1, The Outer Limits, Masters of Sex, and, of course, his dad's show, C-Hunt. Emily Bridges' film and TV credits include The Public Domain, Code Black, Flower Shop Mysteries, Masters of Sex, and the award-winning short film Grooming. Bo and Emily collaborated on a play called Acting, The First Six Lessons, about a dedicated acting teacher who not only teaches an aspiring young actress the craft of acting, but dispels invaluable life lessons to her as well. Acting, The First Six Lessons is based on a book by Richard Bulosolsky that, I understand, has been an important part of the Bridges family for three generations. If you're listening to us in Southern California, Bo and Emily will perform a staged reading of Acting, The First Six Lessons on Friday, September 17th. We'll tell you about that in just a second. We'll also tell you about the award-winning film adaptation of Acting, The First Six Lessons, which is currently on the film festival
circuit
as we speak, and hopefully will be released wide one way or another very soon. Bo Bridges, Emily Bridges, welcome to TV Confidential.
Glad to be talking to you, Ed.
Yes, thank you.
Bo, how old were you when you first discovered Acting, The First Six Lessons? And then Emily, the same question.
My dad, Lloyd, who was an actor, gave me, when I was 16 years old, about that. And I was just thinking about maybe doing some acting. I'd done a little bit in school, and I was thinking about, you know, being on my dad's show. I mean, that was such a gift to be to all of us in our family because, as you probably know, getting that first job in the acting business is a difficult one.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of very talented people who never get that opportunity, and my dad was able to give. And he wanted to prepare me, though, so he gave me this book, Acting, The First Six Lessons. Richard Bulosolsky was one of the first students of Konstantin Stanislavski to bring his method of acting, the Stanislavski method, to the West world. And it really revolutionized how our craft. And it always fascinated me. I always looked not only because it was a how-to about our craft, but because it was about a relationship between a teacher and his, who he calls the creature. And that's always been a really relationship to me.
Emily, how old were you when Bo told you about this book?
Well, my dad gave me the book when I was about 12, and I was very serious about acting even from a very young age. I did local community theater, and I would work on my roles with my grandfather, who did all very, even when I was, you know, in the third grade play. And so, yeah, when I was 12, I read it for the first time, and then I re-encountered again, when I was in college, I was a major at Fordham University and came across the book again. And it was really the summer after I graduated from college. I was back here in California. I was actually doing a play at Theatricum Botanicum back in 2008 or 2009, I think it was. And I was staying with my parents. And so I started kind of thinking about play more and was really, you know, emerging into my first roles my professional life. And so for Christmas that year, I actually gave my dad, I typed out the entire book into a Word document, presented it to my dad, and I said, we're going to start editing this. So that was his gift that year. And that's what we did. I started chipping away at it. My dad was like whittling a stick. We took this really poetic, beautiful book, but it's also a textbook.
Yeah.
So turning it into a, took a little bit of, you know, developing the character or fleshing out some of the scenes, but it really is a lot of Boleslavsky's original words. And we just messed around with it. We performed it at different libraries, community centers, anywhere we could get someone to listen to our progress, until we eventually had the world premiere of it at Theater West in 2011, and it was published by Samuel French that year. And so that's kind of the genesis of our story.
Bo and Emily will perform a stage reading of Acting the First Six Lessons on Friday, September 17th at Theatricum Botanicum. Speaking of Theatricum Botanicum, the outdoor amphitheater in Topanga Canyon that Will Geer founded in 1973 and which Buzz Magazine has called one of the coolest places in Los Angeles. The performance on Friday, September 17th starts at 8 p.m. Seating will remain socially distanced and masks required as recommended by the CDC and L.A. County on the day of the performance. Theatricum.com, theatricum.com for tickets and more information. You mentioned adapting the play is kind of like whittling a stick. Finding the parts that you know you want to work with and building from there. In a lot of ways, that's sort of like, I mean, I'm not an actor. I just talked to Bo Bridges and Emily Bridges about acting. But in a way, the process of whittling down the book to a play is not unlike the process of creating a character.
To an extent, yeah, because we not only were adapting this novel, but we knew we were going to be playing these parts. And also, I thought that there was a chance to really bring our daughter relationship to bear on the piece as well. They go through a life together because he continues to give her a lesson every few years as she becomes a successful person. In the beginning, he sends her off crying because he thinks she's God's gift to acting and got it wrong. And so tracking that was really fun as we put it all together. So I guess it was, in a way, preparing our characters, too.
Sure. You take all of the life lessons that are in the book, you take the story of the relationship, and you sort of boil it down to what's most important.
There are six lessons, I understand, in the book. Concentration, sense, memory, dramatic action, characterization, observation, and rhythm. Of the six lessons, is one more important than the other, or are they like the components of a car engine or the components of the human body in that they all have to work together in order to work?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I think that what Boleslavsky was after was basically what Stanislavski talks about, finding the truth in a situation. And it has to be the truth. It could be your truth, as long as you find something that you can hang it on. And so all these lessons are, you know, aspects of that, of finding that. You know, you have to find the rhythm of the character. You have to bear your own life experiences as you fill up this character, which is using your sense memory to remember details about certain things. Yeah, so all these things are important. I think they work in concert with one another.
Yeah, I would agree. And, you know, to sort of expand upon your image there, the parts of the engine, I think what the engine itself is, all of these things together, is cultivating a practice of being present. What the actor strives for, and all those things are sort of tools to help you get there.
Yeah, and you mentioned the word present, Emily. Again, I'm not an actor. I just learn about acting from talking to actors. But from what I've learned, Even if you know all your lines and you've blocked it out, if it's done for film or even if it's done for the stage, and you know what your acting partner in the scene is going to say, 9 times out of 10, how they say it in the moment may dictate how you deliver your line in that circumstance, right?
Yeah, because as we talk about the play, listening is perhaps even more important than speaking your lines. Mm-hmm. Because that's where you get your inspiration from, the other actor. It's a totally collaborative role.
You're listening to Bo Bridges and his daughter, Emily Bridges. Bo and Emily will perform a staged reading of Acting, the First 6 Lessons, the play that they wrote together based on the book by Richard Boleslavsky that Lloyd Bridges, Bo's dad, passed on to Bo and Jeff when they were young actors, and which Bo has since passed on to Emily and her brothers as well. Acting, the First 6 Lessons, will be performed Friday, September 17th at Theatricum Botanicum, beginning at 8 p.m. See theatricum.com, theatricum.com, for tickets and more information. Bo and Emily can also be seen in the film version of Acting, the First 6 Lessons. Emily also directed the film, which also features other members of the Bridges family as they discuss the importance of Boleslavsky's book. There will be a screening of Acting, the First 6 Lessons, on Sunday, September 12th as part of the Burbank Film Festival. I understand Bo and Emily will take part in a Q&A after the screening. BurbankFilmFest.org for more information. BurbankFilmFest.org will have all this information on our show notes at TelevisionConfidential.com after this show airs.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends, so for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
We talked a little bit about whittling down the stick of the book to the essence of the play. I understand when you made the film, it's sort of the opposite. You sort of had to build on what you did for the play in order to tell a full film story.
Yeah, well, the gentleman who ended up funding the movie, Vid Shapiro, with his company Semcor out of New York, he really responded to the play that we wrote. He really liked that, but he also said that he felt that what really interested him was our families, you know, the importance of what the book to all of us all through our lives. That really got his. So he said, why don't you, because what we were doing the play, and come out as ourselves, and just talk about the book and how it related to the play, and then we would get into the narrative of the actual play. But in the film, what David Shapiro wanted to do, our producer, is create a documentary aspect to the story and bring in interviews with our family about our craft and book mentors. And so my oldest son, Casey Bridges, who's a fine documentary filmmaker, he filmed all the family interviews with my brother Jeff, my son, Jordan, and my sister. And yeah, so the documentary aspect becomes an important telling of the story. And I think Emily did a wonderful job dovetailing those two elements together.
Yeah. Definitely a unique kind of film because it's definitely a hybrid of documentary and narrative storytelling. And you know, in the play, as my dad says, you know, we talk about how it came to our family and the, you know, connection through the generations of our family, and that comes as well in the film, because I got some wonderful archival footage from a filmmaker named Frederick Key, who had a movie called From Russia to Hollywood, in which they filmed with my grandparents for, you know, about an hour, with then my grandmother Dorothy and my grandfather Lloyd talked about it. And of course, you know, only a little bit that remained to the topics that they were discussing for that documentary made it there. But a lot of the other really beautiful stuff, the grandparents kind of bickering and talking about their early experience, exactly that beautiful Frederick Keyes allowed us to use for our film. So that goes throughout. So the idea is that you have this sort of, I don't know, loud dinner table conversation. It's so sort of the way that I imagine it, documentary, or in film, but stage version, that is all prologue with me and my dad.
The things that come to mind when you're talking about your grandfather and your grandmother kind of bickering amongst each other, as married couples are wont to do sometimes, I immediately thought of the image of the character that Lloyd played on the Seinfeld episode, you know, Mandelbaum. You know, so
yeah.
I understand that making the film was also kind of unique because you first started working on it in 2019 before COVID, but there was some social distancing involved even before COVID because you're on the West Coast, your editing team was in Florida, and your executive production team is in New York. How did you manage to coalesce everything from all those different locations?
Oh, it's wild, but kind of amazing. I mean, technology helped us all the way. We were actually playing remotely in post-production, or, you know, everything really shut down. In a way, if there was anything good that came out of this incredibly challenging, it was that kind of communication got a lot easier to do. And so, yeah, we edited the entire film across the country from each other.
And also, my daughter has a two-year-old son, Clark, ready to turn. And so my wife, Wendy, had to step in as her role as Mimi, the little one, while Emily was wrangling all this stuff.
Amazingly, both during production, both my mom and also my in-laws stepped up and helped with that. And then during post-production, Mimi ruled.
So we have four generations of Bridges in the movie. We've got archival footage of Lloyd and Dorothy, and then we've got Bo and Jeff, and then we've got you, and then we've got Mimi. So we've got four generations.
That's right.
Yep.
That's kind of cool.
If you stay long enough for the credits in the film, a little blink at my son.
Okay. Acting the First Six Lessons. There will be a screening of Acting the First Six Lessons for Sunday, September 12th at the Burbank Film Festival. Bo Bridges and Emily Bridges will take part in a question and answer session after the screening. BurbankFilmFestival.org for more information. BurbankFilmFestival.org. Bo and Emily will also perform a staged reading of Acting the First Six Lessons at Theatricum Botanicum on Friday, September 17th, beginning at 8 p.m. Theatricum.com. Theatricum.com for tickets and more information. I like talking to directors as well, because especially when you're working with a limited number of dollars to make the movie with, you've got to be prepared anyway if you're going to direct a film. But it seems to me when you know that you have a limited number of dollars and you've got the challenges and distance that you had with your team members spread out, it seems to me, Emily, you really had to, you know, be ready to rock and roll every day when you worked in the movie.
Oh, sure. It was amazing. I mean, I think it was one of those situations in which possibly it was a benefit to be a first-time director on this, because I really didn't know what to expect, so everything was just a new challenge. And when we were making the movie, we shot at the studios at Ringling College through this program that Suncor had set up, had students working with us in key positions on the film, which really made it possible for us to make the movie. And so they were doing it as part of their education at college. So it was kind of amazing. It really was a full circle story, a story about mentorship. We were working with these students, these incredible filmmakers, and are all just going out into the world and their professional lives now during this crazy time. But it was amazing to learn and be mentoring, and all of these things happening simultaneously, and just like, just look, it's, you know, never just the student learning from the teacher.
Which speaks to the main theme of acting the first 6 lessons, and that the teacher and the student both teach each other, just as the parent and the child often teach each other in life.
That's right.
Right.
The movie version is in the film festival circuit right now. Do you plan on either a theatrical or a DVD streaming release down the road?
We're still looking into how that is going to happen. We haven't decided all that, but we have a lot of good opportunities that are coming up. So we look forward to the day that we decide all that.
Beau Bridges and Emily Bridges are on the line with us talking about the staged reading of their play, Acting, the first 6 lessons, as well as the upcoming film version of their play. We'll take a quick time out, then we'll ask Beau a few questions about some of his other movie and TV roles when we come back on TV Confidential.
Buying or selling a home can be one of the most stressful things we'll ever do in life, but it doesn't have to be. And no one knows better than our friends at Front Porch Realty Group. Their community of realtors serving the Northern Bay Area of California that cares about their clients as individuals first and foremost. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to lease or sell your property in the Bay Area, Front Porch Realty Group will help you through this important transition by providing you with the right information for your situation while lessening the pain. They also work with a network of realtors throughout California who provide the same high caliber of customer service. Call Front Porch Realty Group at 415-886-7411 for a realtor referral near you. You can also visit their website, frontporchrealtygroup.com, for more information on the services they provide, including upcoming workshops and seminars. For more information, call 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com. Front Porch Realty Group. They'll find the solution that works best for you.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.